Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 65th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 48 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And we see where you read through this chapter, Jacob aptly said, you actually said you received a double portion, which, wait a minute, I thought the eldest would receive the double portions. Wasn't Joseph one of the young ones? Yeah. But often through scripture, you see where it's not always where the eldest would always receive the double portions. And we'll get in that in just a minute about some of the youngers were blessed. Well, let's move on quickly. Verse number 8. I love this section. And Israel, now he's called Israel. By the way, there's no mistakes in your Bible. Amen, preacher. If he's Jacob in that verse, he's Jacob. If it's Israel, he's Israel. Okay. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, who are these? Remember, his eyesight's dimming. Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, these are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. In other words, they were born in Egypt. Okay. And he said, bring them, I pray, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age. There is the word dim again, literally means they were heavy. Probably like me, I'm starting to get cataracts. And one day I'm going to Columbia. Jim, the guy who, I had LASIK surgery in Columbia. Jim set it up. I need to get my cat, this cheap in Columbia. Okay. So when you get back, I got to have cataracts. Everything, it's getting cloudy, you know, and I need to be cleared up. So anyway, his eyes were dim so that he could not see. So he, speaking of Jacob, or Joseph, brought them near unto him, Jacob, and he kissed them and embraced him. So grandpa is kissing the sons. Boy, what a time to add you. Don't you love your grandkids? Amen. If I knew if grandkids were this much fun, I'd had them first. All right. You'll get that on the way home. But he loved his grandkids. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God had showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. What a picture. What a picture. At this point, Jacob saw that Joseph was not alone. Because of his eyesight, he couldn't see very well. Joseph said, these are my two sons. Jacob said, bring them to me and I'll bless them. But notice in verse 11, Israel thanked God that he had allowed him to see not only Joseph again, but also his grandchildren. Jacob, in years past, thought he'd never see Joseph. He thought Joseph was dead. Remember the coat of many colors and it was blood and all that ripped apart? Remember that? The story there? And anyway, he thought he was dead. And he said, I thought I'd never see you again, much less my grandkids. That's what he's saying here. And then in verse number 12, we see that Joseph bowed himself to his dad, still showing great respect and reverence to his father. And I have a note here. Honor thy father and thy mother. Now remember, Joseph was the second in charge of all Egypt. I mean, he was the biggest, we would say in Kenyan Swahili, samaki nkubwa. He was a big dog. He was the big fish. He controlled all the land. Nobody was more powerful than him, the Pharaoh himself. But yet, Joseph bowed the knee to his dad. He honored his dad. Next week, we have Father's Day. We're to honor our fathers. Amen? Just a sideline. Boy, I sure miss my dad. Well, that's what happened here. Joseph bowed himself with his face. He's referring to Joseph here, to his dad. He honored his dad. He loved his dad. Well, verse number 13 through 16. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand. I want you to get the picture. Ephraim is the youngest. And he put him in Israel's left hand, and Manasseh, who's the eldest, in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto them. Joseph had something in mind here because he knew that Jacob was going to pronounce blessings upon these boys. And Joseph, in verse 14, and Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it. Remember, there Ephraim's over here, Manasseh's over here. Jacob took his hand and went like this. Are you following? He crossed his arms. That's what he's saying here. And laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads and let my name be on them and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the storms. Quick, let me share this with you. This is really neat. Joseph brought up the two sons to be blessed as Israel had requested. He put Manasseh, the eldest, near Jacob's right hand. Ephraim, the younger, near his father's left hand. But notice, Jacob crossed his right hand over to Ephraim and left in his left hand over to Manasseh. And in verse number 15, notice that Jacob blessed Joseph and he said, the God which fed me. In the Hebrew, that literally means the God which shepherded me. Now, again, for you Bible students, this is the first time it's ever used in Scripture concerning God's relationship from God to man, that the Lord, He is my shepherd. Jacob realized that God was his shepherd. Now, earlier we read about they were shepherds, you know, and all through Genesis up to this point, it was man to animal, you know, being a shepherd and the lambs and the sheep and all. But this is the first time in Scripture it refers to God as being the shepherd. Isn't that awesome? Why? Because Jacob has been communing with God on his bed, and he knew even before David wrote that beautiful Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. And it goes on. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jacob was on his deathbed. He said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm telling you, Jacob knew something about being a shepherd, and he knew something about the great shepherd. So it's interesting to see in Hebrew that in verse number 15, where he says, God which fed me, is speaking of as a shepherd. And then verse number 16, this is the first time, interesting, that the first time redeemed is used in the Bible. Redeemed. And it's interesting that he uses it with the angel. And who is the angel? It was Jesus. Boy, there's a message there. Remember the angel of the Lord, he wrestled with him all night long, and it was Jesus. Let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. Remember that? He touched his thigh, his hollow of his thigh, and he walked crippled the rest of his life. Well, he knew then that he redeemed me. Weren't you glad that you're redeemed? First time this is used in Scripture, the angel which redeemed me from all evil. Quickly, let's go to verse number 17. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it. Don't do that! From Ephraim's head, and he was going to swap his hands. And Joseph said unto his father, not so. This is emphatic. Don't do that, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. Upon Manasseh's head, not Ephraim. And his father said, no, refused, and said, I know it, my son. I'm not stupid. I may be blind, but I know what I'm doing. Literally what he's saying here. I know it. He shall also become a great people, speaking of Manasseh, and he shall also be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed in that day, saying, and thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh. And he said, Ephraim before Manasseh. It's interesting. When Joseph saw what Jacob had done, it upset him. Wait a minute, Dad, you made a mistake. Put your right hand on Manasseh and give him the preeminence. He's the firstborn. Jacob said, no, son, I know what I'm doing.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.